Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Molecule of More for you. Why does a lover's passion eventually fade? Why can't people quit drugs even though they know they're harmful? And why will smart people sometimes make bad decisions? The answer is dopamine. Dopamine has been described as the pleasure molecule. The brain's pathways involved in dopamine production have often been referred to as the reward circuit. But as dopamine studies have become more sophisticated, scientists gradually found that dopamine isn't concerned with pleasure but is involved in delivering far more profound feelings. To define dopamine needs a new characterization. It might be more appropriate to describe it as the anticipation molecule. Dopamine drives people to explore, to desire, and to persist in following their inclinations. Following dopamine's motivation is rewarding, but you will be quickly demoralized if you resist its momentum. Dopamine is inspiring while also being the source of psychological breakdown. It has a fundamental influence on addiction but is also a valuable component in addiction recovery. It is the wellspring of creativity but is a powerful compound involved in dysfunctions of the mind. It enables a sense of achievement but also can smother feelings of success, leaving people flat and demoralized. It is the motor of dreams, but it also makes experiencing failure taste all the more bitter. It is the driving force behind human evolution but will also most likely be the cause of humanity's destruction. Dopamine can be said to be both a blessing and a curse. Understanding how this magical substance affects our emotions, decisions, and lives can provide a better understanding of both our behavior and the behavior of other people. Dopamine helps our brains reach their full potential and aids us in making correct decisions. In what follows, we'll learn about dopamine in six parts. Part 1, Dopamine and the Molecule of Now. Part 2, Dopamine and Love, Desire and Boredom. Part 3, Dopamine and Drugs, Addiction and Rehabilitation. Part 4, Dopamine and Creativity, Genius and Madness. Part 5, Dopamine and Politics, Liberals and Conservatives. Part 6, Dopamine and Humanity, Progress and Destruction. Now, please look down. What do you see? Your hands, your phone, your computer, your desk, and maybe a glass of water. What do they have in common? All of these things are within your reach at the present moment. And you can manipulate them effortlessly. Next, raise your head and look up. What do you see now? Clouds, the sky, the ceiling, or the leaves of a tree. What do they all have in common? That if you want to touch them, you have to plan and think and work out how you can reach them with more or less effort. This distinction may seem rudimentary, but it represents a clear division between two different ways of thinking. The down world is known as the peripersonal space, where present experiences take place. These are experiences instantly available. When the brain is involved with this near-body realm, chemicals known as neurotransmitters control it. We call these neurotransmitters the here and now molecules or HNNS. They include serotonin, oxytocin, and endocannabinoids, the brain's equivalent of homegrown marijuana, and endorphins, which are the brain's equivalent of morphine. These compounds are responsible for the experience of satisfaction, savoring the moment and enjoying what you have in the present. When your focus is on the up world, or the extrapersonal space, your brain is controlled by a single molecule, and that is dopamine. In the extrapersonal space, things are not instantly available, and accessing them needs effort, patience, and planning. To pursue the distant world, dopamine is the motivator. It promotes your craving for what you cannot simply possess right away. It can be anything, from a drink on the table far away to reach to a particle in outer space. People often think that rewards stimulate dopamine production, but what really stimulates dopamine is not achieving a goal but being surprised, which is described as reward prediction error. People are constantly making predictions. They forecast all sorts of different things, from what time they will leave work to how much money they expect to have when checking their account at the ATM. If you suddenly find out you can leave work early or there is an extra $100 in the ATM, dopamine will be secreted. In these situations, it's not the spare time or cash that triggers the dopamine release. It is the prediction error, experienced as euphoria accompanying the unexpected. Even the possibility of a reward prediction error is enough to kick dopamine into action. For example, stumbling on a new bakery store in your neighborhood can arouse your feeling of anticipation. Under the influence of dopamine, the possibility of something unfamiliar and better makes you feel excited about the new store, even though you haven't tried their coffee sample or seen how it looks inside. But soon, once the novelty of new croissants and coffee has become the boring familiarity of the everyday, dopamine has done its work, and disappointment sets in and takes over. However, nothing has changed in the real world. We still need to spend the same amount of money to get our breakfast, and the new bakery bakes their croissant in the same way every day. What has changed are expectations. You can only be expectant for a very short time, and after you get used to the freshness, excitement, enthusiasm, and passion dissipate, and things lose their savor once more. As the motto of dopamine lovers goes, to travel hopefully is better than to arrive. Dopamine loves the chase and is never satisfied with the outcome. Things once possessed hold no interest for dopamine. This is the opposite of HNN molecules. They facilitate our experience of reality and cause us to appreciate what we have, to be content, and to be at peace. They make us fully alert in the present with active physical senses and attuned emotions. Most of the time, dopamine and HNN molecules work in opposition. As soon as HNN molecules are activated, dopamine is suppressed. In this state, we are attracted to the reality around us. The presence of HNNs means that we will fully and actively experience present joys and sorrows. Conversely, suppressing HNN molecules activates dopamine, and we associate with future possibilities, anticipating what is to come. That concludes part 1 of our content. We learned about dopamine, which dominates extrapersonal space, and the here and now molecules, HNNs, which dominate peripersonal space. Remember, it is not achieving goals and being rewarded that stimulate dopamine but reward prediction error. Dopamine and HNN molecules give two completely different feelings, the former, anticipation, and the latter, pleasure in what we have to hand. Most of the time, the two molecules counter each other. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.